local edition of the PTL One Special Show. Let's go there and watch the women waiting to get in. And sure enough, we did. And oh, man, they were wearing them sack dresses with the floral prints on them. Huge, bro, pendulous bellies, pancake tatum. I mean, faces and curlies. Dermatitis boiled late. I said, daddy, oh, look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. He said, get one, son, get one. So I walked up to this one woman. I said, ma'am, excuse me for asking you this, but I just had a calling from Jesus. And he told me, he said, that woman would add sunshine to your life. Do you mind if I heed the call? And she looked at me, and ain't nobody like me ever talked to her in a long time. She smiled. I said, ma'am, excuse me for being forward, but you are the nicest looking thing I've seen for a long time. Would you come a riding in my truck with me? She said, well, I'd be delighted. So we walked away and got to the truck. I opened the door for her to get in. And sitting behind the wheel is Daddy with his toothless grin, his pyrrhea-laden gum, smiling at her. She said, who's that? I said, that's my daddy. She said, well, I don't believe I want to be riding with the both of you. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. We told her that while, you know, extraneous hobble the knee is wrong, we got a calling from Jesus. And she said, well, you know, I'm hearing the call, too. I'm hearing the call. I don't think it could be wrong if he's telling you what he's telling me. She said, I believe he is. I said, well, do you mind? She said, I don't mind if I do it. Bring it in the shit. Bring it in the shit. We will come. Gummed all that thing, like, onward, Christian! Oh, well, we had a wonderful time, and she was a more than willing and delighted participant to have two fine, substantial gentlemen as ourselves just doting on her from start to finish. Of course, as we were driving her back to the PTL club, she mentioned to us that she was married. Her husband was 67 years old, and they ain't hobbled in 6 months. And she even took him to see Jim Baker, because he was, curing people. He'd put his hand on their head and say, get out, pneumonia, get out! Or he'd touch their spine and say, get out, polio, get out! So she brought her husband up there, and he stood before Jim Baker and dropped trow and presented the hydraulics so that maybe one day he could achieve Ten Hut status. And Jim Baker just looked disdainfully at him and said, no, wait, you got it wrong. I can heal the sick, not raise the dead. It was most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. It's 13 minutes after 6 o'clock with the Grease Man at DC 101. We will...